Welcome, listeners, to today's episode, Trends in Retail and How Retailers Can Use the Latest Innovations to Manage Profitability, as part of our podcast series, Retail Stories. My name is Stefan Hilger. I'm a member of the executive board of GECOM. And I'm very, very honored to welcome our distinguished guest and co-host, Achim Schneider, who's the global head of retail industries at SAP. Welcome, Achim.
Yeah, hello, Stefan, and thanks for having me.
Achim, we have an exciting topic of today, particularly when we look at trends in retail. Let us first look at the economic situation and the challenges in retail, particularly price increases and the tough negotiations that we read almost every day in magazines and newspapers, where both retailers and their suppliers are trying to protect their margin and market share. When we look at inflation, according to CNBC, the annual rate in the US for inflation is still around 8 to 9% and is at the highest level since the early 1980s. There are still predictions about the upcoming recession and economic crisis, potentially in late 23 or maybe even early 24. Yet, we look at an increased competition with digital brands and price sensitivity. Despite inflation and these predictions, we're looking at increased competitions with new digital brands and price sensitivity. And that's particularly because competition is growing in retail industry and comparison shopping from customers without breaking the bank becomes even more important. So ultimately, it's a matter of strategic pricing and promotions that are important for maintaining customer loyalty and market share. Achim, what else do you see in these days?
Yeah, I think the points you mentioned are very true and relevant. And also, in my opinion, all these increasing costs have big, big impacts on the prices and that on all different levels. There's, for example, increasing of the costs in the logistics. On the one side, retailers, they want to be fast, quick, efficient, and also fulfilling the orders. On the other side, they need to take care of the prices. And there is a issue challenge on their side, how they finally can fulfill in speed, in time, on the other side also reducing the price costs. So a big challenge for the retailers. Another example is energy costs. I mean, we all know energy costs, which increased over the last years very rapidly. And it's not just, for the production or for the sourcing of products. It's also in retailers' warehouses, in their stores, but also for their operations. So here it's very important retailers are able to consider those costs accordingly in their price strategies. And of course, when we look at raw materials, and retailers have here and there their own production and they need to source also raw materials, how to consider those prices, those costs accordingly in their price strategy. In my opinion, one of the very important topics and sensitive topics at retailers at the moment. And in addition to the cost perspective, there is also the view on the supply chain. I mean, we're talking all the time, we need to have a resilient supply chain and we need to have transparency into the supply chain. And I think that's a very important topic where retailers need to look at all the time, constantly, which, again, if I have a view on my supply chain, I'm able to track products and so being able also to consider price structures, cost elements, and being able to optimize also the price, finally, in regard to my end consumers.
Yeah, Achim, you mentioned very, very important topics already. Let's take a closer look particularly to price increase and margin pressure. When we look at those rising prices across the globe, which is indeed, as you mentioned, a pressing challenge for retailers as it also impacts the customer experience and loyalty, despite some interesting development like energy costs in the US that are currently decreasing a bit, yet grocery prices rose around 12% in the US between November 21 and 22. And in Germany, consumers are now paying more than 21% more for their food. And another aspect is also the shrinkflation, which is a very sneaky way to actually shrink the content of package sizes without raising prices during inflationary periods. But customers are still very, very sensitive and are unwilling to be tricked. So the question is, how can retailers maintain customer loyalty, keep margins intact, and at the same time, we also observe rising tensions between retailers, suppliers, and the producers. How do you see that, Achim?
Well, I think on the production side, producers, they are faced also with higher prices, especially on the labor side. There's labor shortages, very obviously, in some regions, and all these shortages have to be compensated. We have different prices also for packaging materials, which is increasing. There are, call it natural disasters around the world, which definitely is impacting the agribusiness and so finally also the retail business. So all these additional costs like energy, packaging, transportation, raw materials and more, I think will remain elevated and finally producers, they pass them simply on to the retailers. So now the question is, what is the retailer doing with those increased prices? And I think that's now the tricky part, because here consumers finally, they feel and see, and you mentioned that, the explosion of the end product's price. On the other side, what can retailers do to not pass simply the higher cost directly through the consumers? Right. It's about to find a way how they can eliminate, you know, increased costs and prices during the sourcing, during the negotiation phases with their suppliers. And that's for me, let's say, the big challenge. On the other side, the way to mitigate, to hand over simply the exploded prices to the end consumer.
That's very true. And the question now is for our listeners, you know, how can innovations and actually solutions mitigate those effects on those price hikes that you just mentioned?
Yeah, and I think that it comes to that where we are currently moving into retail in all the areas. It's finally about data. So we need to get the right data. We need to get the right information for the retailers together. And all these data have to be on hand. They have to be in right, or these data have to be in real time available. We need to know about the historical values. We need to know about the future. So prediction is very key and very important. And we know the better my data, the better is my prediction also. We need to have good analytics capabilities. And with that, we would be able to also do better decisions on prices, for example. So all that is, for me, very, very important when we talk to retailers and what I hear from our retailers. What are the right data I need to collect? What is the right historical view on my data? And how can I make best use out of that while I move into, for example, a negotiation here with my vendors?
That's true. So information is key.
Information is key. And the information now needs to be put into something, or needs to be made use of with the right services. And their innovation comes into the place. So for me, it's very important also now, how can we as SAP continuously innovate and improve our capabilities? And there it's about functionalities, but on the other side also flexibility. We need to enable retailers making the right use of the data. And here the cloud, and we will come to that later again, cloud as, let's say, the way forward, is a must for retailers to look at the area of innovation.
Very interesting, Achim. Thanks. I think the cloud that you just mentioned actually enables a fast utilization and also special capabilities like a margin calculation or how to handle promotions and prices. So maybe we can take a closer look at what SAP offers in terms of cloud technology together with its partners.
So let me draw you a picture. I'd like to talk about that so-called ERP cloud, which is the core piece for every retailer. That's the place where we see retailers needs to be stable. We also want to call it the clean core. So with the clean core, retailers can do their standard business processes in retail. But when it comes to innovation, when it comes to better usage of data, when it comes to flexibility, cloud comes into the place. And here we have our so-called business technology platform as the platform for the innovation. The innovation is on our side on the business technology platform. That means all the new enhancements we do or the new solutions we come up with are based on the business technology platform. But this business technology platform is also the enabler for a transformation where our retailers are in. Business technology platform is the technology for migrating all the data in, you know, into a newer world. But also BTP, the business technology platform, is the place for innovation. Innovation for the retailer. And that means also you as our partner would sit on the business technology platform with your solutions and provide modular, flexible capabilities and services to exactly help retailers making the right use of all the data. And I think that's the beauty of the cloud, to provide these low-hanging fruits to the retailers and with that being able to mitigate against these trends what we see currently in the market here in our discussion around pricing.
Interesting, Achim. Thanks. I think one crucial use case and aspect is actually the end-to-end process for promotions when we talk about pricing and prices itself, and to manage the success of promotions. So promotions, I think you agree, can be a very powerful tool, but without real-time metrics and digitized agreements, it will be challenging to coordinate, promotions and also ensure, the profitability and that money that was actually negotiated comes back to the retailer and both to the business partner. So what I observe, in my discussions with customers across the globe, many, many retailers are still facing media breaks. They observe costly errors and inconsistencies in terms of their agreements, what they negotiated, and the data that they agreed upon. And ultimately, it's a matter of a streamlined promotion experience and, the very crucial point to actually have a successful execution of the promotion plus a proper settlement so no money gets lost. I think that's a very, very crucial aspect in this process. And I think the best part would be to have one digital platform and dashboard to manage, as I mentioned in the beginning, an end-to-end process from a promotional perspective. So what is SAP offering in this regard?
Well, I can only agree to your point. The promotion is one of the most important parts here in that case. And to run a proper promotion, a right promotion management needs to be, let's say, implemented. A promotion management should be able to leverage master data, sales analytics. It should be able to predict, having the right algorithms in there. So finally, to enable the retailers to plan in a real omni-channel world, collaboratively the promotions, which is then in line with that what our end consumers are expecting. Again, we are in an omni-channel world, and it's important that we have a promotion designed which covers all my different channels in regard of the pricing, in regard of the offers, but also it has to know about the end consumers. The promotion needs to know what is the preference of my end consumers and also what is the financial objective of that promotion. So leveraging vendor funding and so being able, helping retailers to maximize the margins, it's very key. Create what-if simulations for the financial performance and the optimization is a very important topic. We need to have integration in the promotion through all different channels, if it is my point of sale, my store, or if it is my omni-channel, my e-commerce. It has to go aligned with all the advertisements I'm running across the entire supply chain. Mm-hmm. So I need to have a kind of a capability to preview my promotion, the presentation, how it looks like, and the types of media I want to use for that, if it is digital or print or web or whatever. And all that helps us finally to target a promotion to the right end consumer. So loyalty is very key. Knowing the customer, having the 360 view on the end consumer makes it even more efficient. So that's what I see, where promotion really comes into place, and also where, in that use case, where a enhanced complementary capability coming from you, from Geekom as a partner, even improves the business processes and provides real end-to-end capabilities to a retailer to run a proper promotion, not just in saying, I want to do advertisement. It's really about promotion end-to-end from the very first point of sourcing, the negotiation, the pricing, and so on and so on.
Very true, Achim, and that's where actually GCOM complements the SAP solution portfolio. And you were already touching on our next topic when we talk about the vendor collaboration. Really insightful today. Thanks very much, Achim, for your contributions.
It was a pleasure, Stefan.
In our next episode, we will take a deep dive into how retailers can face today's challenges by enabling a true collaboration with their business partners. Thanks again, Achim, for coming. And thanks, dear listeners, for tuning in.